Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Beth, please?
This is Beth.
Hey, Beth, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
I'm sorry, I haven't been in the country in a long time, so I haven't listened to the radio.
Yeah, that's cool. You're probably more of a podcast person anyway, right?
I enjoy podcasts. Did I win something? Do you need something from me?
You didn't win anything, but yes, I do need something from you. You know a guy named Kyle, right?
I know a lot of Kyles.
Okay, well, a guy named Kyle that you recently reconnected with, you went to high school with him? Okay.
Why are you calling me?
Okay, so Kyle listens to our show, and we do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then they end up blowing you off after, you email us to see if we can get them on the phone and find out what went wrong. Kyle emailed us.
He told you we went on a date?
Well, he said he didn't think it was a date until you showed up, and then he was like, "Oh, wow, we're actually on a date," but unfortunately his brother was there.
Yeah, that is what happened.
Wait, so you did think it was a date?
Well, I'd like to call it more of a get together.
No, that's too, like, what was your intention in seeing him?
I don't really know if I want to tell you guys what my intention was to see him.
Oh, come on.
That's fair.
You have to.
I have to?
You should.
Well, you don't have to. We would appreciate it. Kyle would appreciate it. He's the one that asked us to call you.
He hasn't tried to reach out to me at all.
He hasn't reached out to you because he's embarrassed. He thinks that you wanted to meet up with him for a date and he got it wrong. And so he asked us to see if it was a date.
Well, okay, but he could just ask me that.
This feels a little high school, doesn't it?
What do you think?
Dude, but you're the cool girl. The way he describes it is like you're the cool girl, and he doesn't ever feel like he's ever been cool enough to hang out with you.
Well, that's dumb. I mean, I'm a nice person. I don't.
No, he didn't say you weren't nice.
Yeah.
He just said that you're really cool.
Well, that's very nice of him to say, but I mean, like, he should just tell me if he wants to go on a date with me, he should just tell me he wants to go on a date.
That's true.
Was he on a date with you? That's the first thing we need to know.
I thought he was cute in high school, and I was disappointed that his brother was there.
You were
Oh, you
disappointed.
were.
I was excited to, get connected and hang out again. And
Oh, okay.
what else is there to tell? I don't know what else you guys need to know.
Well,
Well,
what was
I
it
mean,
like?
I guess the question is, can he score another date with you?
Yeah, I think that might be inappropriate at this point.
Why? I thought you just said you liked him and he was cute.
I do, and he is, but I feel like over time, maybe people's personalities change, and he was a little more passive aggressive than I would like, a little more, a little less upfront. He was dropping a lot of hints, but he never really asked his brother to leave.
Why is that inappropriate, though?
Well, his brother kind of asked me out.
What?
Whoa!
Wait, like on a date?
Yeah, like on a date. He said the word date.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay, I don't think he knows that at all. When did his brother ask you out?
Well, Kyle was in the bathroom.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, man.
Wait, so you said yes? I'm guessing if it's inappropriate.
I did say yes. He, his brother was being very assertive, and at that point, I didn't think Kyle was gonna do anything about it. And
Oh my God.
I mean, why not?
Oh
He asked
my
me out.
Yeah, why not?
He painted the picture like his brother didn't understand that his brother was the third wheel.
Yeah.
But it turns out he was the third wheel.
Sometimes that's just how life works.
Yeah, I
And we're
guess.
going out tonight.
Tonight?
Poor Kyle. Kyle is always the third wheel, even right now, because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Hi, Beth. It's Kyle.
What?
Hey, you doing anything tonight?
Oh,
oh my.
God.
That was very passive aggressive. She's
Yeah, of
right.
course.
So this is what I was saying. Like, Kyle, I understand you were giving your brother hints, but you know, your brother was being very assertive and you were kind of dropping hints.
You know what? None of this matters. My brother asked you out on a date while we were there. He was a total jerk. He did it behind my back. He never told me that he did that. I am learning this news right now on the radio.
Whoa!
I mean, did you tell him that you were interested in me?
Yeah, I told him afterwards. I said, why were you hanging out the whole time on my date? What were you doing?
And what did he say to you?
He just said, hey, it's good times, old friends, right?
Dude.
I did not realize my brother was so maniacal.
That is low.
Sorry. You know, it kind of sounds like you're sour grapes. Like, you're sad you didn't make the first move, and now I'm going to go out with your brother, and I'm hoping to really enjoy it. Have a good night.
I'm crushed. I am crushed like a sour grape.
Oh, no.
Kyle, are you upset that she's not into you, or are you more upset that your brother is actually going out with her?
Oh, don't make me choose. Those are awful. That is awful and awful.
Yeah, they're both bad.
Beth, you have chosen the wrong brother. You know, up until he was 7, he peed his bed all of the time.
That's a low ball.
Well, he sure seems like a man now.
Oh.
He's not a man. He is a snake. I'm not letting him out on the date tonight. I'm not letting him go.
No.
How are you going to stop your little brother? Go.
He's my little brother. I'm the big brother. I'm in charge. He's not going on this date. There is no way. I'm going to go home right now, and I'm going to shred his pants. His only option will be a pantsless date with you. So that's what I will do.
Real mature, dude.
Well, you know, at least it'll be more upfront if there's no pants.
Yeah, you could actually be helping your brother out even more if you think about it, shredding his pants. Hey, Beth, would you like to go out with Kyle again on a second date? I mean, he could just come along, you know, with your date with his brother. We'll pay for it.
Yeah, he is more than welcome to join with me and his brother tonight.
No!
Dude, but seriously, though, Beth.
I'm joking.
Beth, I'm going to win you over. Whoa. Let me come on the date.
Dude,
this sounds like fun.
Can you imagine being at a date and having two brothers fight over you?
Yeah, who's assertive now, right? Put me on my date with my brother.
Let's do it, please. Please, Beth, let us do it. Please.
I'm up for it. Why not? You know, it'll feel like high school again.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, my
God. Is that a legit yes? Can he come along on the date and try to win you over his brother?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah.
You better hope, Beth, that there's no other brothers in this family, and it's limited to just these two, because you got your hands full.
Hey, they're both cute, so maybe the third one will be two.
Nice!
Beth, you are not going to regret this, because I've really gotten a lot cooler since high school, and I think I'm going to impress you a whole bunch.
Yeah!
All right, well.
Good way to start, Kyle.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, cooler than me. Take care, and good luck beating out your brother for Beth's heart.
Thanks so much, guys. And Beth, I will see you tonight.